You're listening to the Big Gay Masks Game, a 2000 Tales production. Check out our other podcasts, such as the Big Gay Dice Game, as well as our original show, 2000 Tales. Hey everybody, it's the Big Gay Dice Game! We have a guest. We are currently down a current man bird.
How will we go on?
An emergency that came up. Speaking of man bird, everyone does need to look in our Discord because Burt Berman has been released in full color and it's
fuck off.
Haunting.
Hold on.
It's magnificent, is what it is.
For those watching and not listening on the podcast, we have some of the masks done and some of the masks almost done for the intro coming at PAX. But we have what's going to be the if I don't get your mask done default mask, because I'm also keeping the Harley Quinn style. We have Harry's mask fully finished with rivets. We have Showstopper's mask at like the halfway point. We need to add electricity and eye covers. And Burt Berman, who isn't here, does have a mask.
I hate it.
This was decided.
I hate it.
Horrible.
For any of them.
Oh my God. It's really bad.
Absolutely horrifying. I love it.
It's cursed.
This will be perfect? What will be recorded for Megan's character in the intro.
That feels like a spirit stick, but the opposite. Like, it feels like it's already touched the ground.
Hold on. We can fix tonight's recording. There we go. Now.
I don't like higher. It.
Bobby, honestly hate it. This is one of the worst
it's
things
horrible.
I've ever done.
How about now?
I do actually, you know what?
Make it better.
Why does that make it Walter White?
No, you know what? I do like it with the hat. I'm
the one who quacks.
You know what? No, that's good. Now that's good. I'm into it now. Now I'm
Quaxington.
How do we make him more photogenic? Add a hat.
I think it looks really good.
Look, my options were add a hat or add goggles.
Oh, okay. Well, now it's like.
Now it just looks like goggle.
Now it's like every t-shirt in the 90s.
Oh, great. I mean, it's Gizmo Duck is what it is.
It is, and that is why I'm sexually attracted to it.
Action!
It's a yellow Gizmo Duck, therefore it's bath time Gizmo.
Sensual Gizmo
aware,
Duck.
You are aware that I think...
We're going to hat on a hat. The dapper hat will get the goggles. It's Victorian Gizmo.
I love it so much.
Steampunk Duck. But, hey everybody. I think that whole fiasco will be staying because it's the Big Gay Dice Game. I'm not really editing much of that.
I thought this was masks, not fiasco.
Oh, good night, everyone. That was it. That was the show.
I'm going to go.
Michael, we missed you.
Anyways.
It's so cool.
Let's go. Oh, the group image. It has
almost.
Been
I think we're missing
formed.
One more, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's almost there. They are also in layers, I have confirmed with Moss last night. Or not last night, two
because
nights ago.
Because they are a professional.
They know what they're doing. Moss is the funniest fucker alive.
Yeah, Moss is in chat.
Wait, someone read it out. I don't have the bandwidth to be on YouTube and Streamlab at the same time.
Okay. I can also pull it up. Beautiful thing about StreamYard. But I considered attempting to give Berman a single tier.
That's very good. That's very good. I also like that feature. That's very cool. This is, I like this.
Moss is still not 100% on what they have for Perry.
You know,
Moss,
what?
I will tell you, the plan for Perry is Perry's main body is teal with orange accents because it is just Asian.
I want to be clear. I never agreed to this, but...
You did agree to this in the session zero.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
It was we're a bit, therefore you went with it.
Oh, yeah, that sounds right. Actually, yeah, I would.
You didn't
would
agree with that. Being named Agent P. You almost did.
Yeah.
But you did go for the color scheme.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's valid. It is the colors of my local football team, but it's fine. I'll deal with it.
Deal.
Right.
But last week, most of you, one of you, later, but the rest of you, it's been 6 months since you were revealed to the oldest heroes. You had some medical evaluations. Some of you have been on the media circuit. However, you shipped into the first day. Your headquarters was actually tapped into Nova City's PD's emergency, which means you're not just showing up to clean up after the fact or doing press stuff. Actual emergency be sent to you when a bank robbery was sent to you. And it turned out someone with freezing powers was there, which no one's supposed to have superpowers. And on your first day as official heroes, a bank robber with superpowers showed up. Now, a big part of masks is not actually the kicking ass. That's very easy. It's the emotional turmoil and functioning as a team. So to really make sure we have every crew sheet, I'm going to go down the list and see what everyone's current conditions, because those are what...
Absolutely none. Yeah, why would you have to do that? We're all fine.
No, you're not.
I am.
So since this is what's... Yeah, Perry.
I was just a blow dryer.
Since this is what's going... You did set someone on fire as a blow dryer.
But I'm fine.
Yeah, I know. Showstopper, what are your current conditions?
Absolutely none. I'm perfectly healthy and
Showstopper,
normal.
Showstopper, I can pull it up.
Afraid, angry, and insecure. Because somebody stole the spotlight.
Oh.
Yes, you did.
After me.
I am zero.
What are conduit conditions?
I just have one. I'm guilty.
All right. What are Wiz's conditions currently?
I currently just have afraid.
And what are Pen?
I am insecure, hopeless, and afraid.
Oh, thank God, I'm not the only one with three.
No, you're not the only one with three.
Fantastic.
I'm with you.
Oh, this is after the fight, after the booking had happened. We ended on the newspaper report. I mean, there's an end credit scene, but your characters don't know about, so we don't need to touch on it. We are back in HQ. Now, who is the first person that would like to have a scene for our opening scene as a way to potentially, you know, get rid of some of the additions?
Showstopper immediately goes to change.
Okay. This is a good world building setup of, does the HQ have like a locker room setup or does everyone have like a dressing room?
I mean, I feel like locker room is more funny.
It is.
I know I what like Showstopper
there's
would
a locker
request.
Room and Showstopper has her own. I feel like that's like...
She just commandeered someone's office.
Yeah, it's not. I feel like it's like in a high school gym setup of it's the locker and then the gym teacher's office like looking over it.
This is amazing because this isn't going to come up right now because Conduit is not in any serious need to change right away. But Conduit has in her contract that nobody on the team needs to know who Conduit is, which means if Conduit needs to have an emergency change, Showstopper's dressing room will be common.
That's so
funny. Yeah, which is just so perfect for their dynamic.
Rude.
Better hope it doesn't happen frequently or else they'll just see that it's more cost effective to give Conduit her own dressing room and even more cost effective to not build a new one.
I technically have my own dressing because I can just turn into a little calculator and I can just sit in there. It's very nice.
All right. So Showstopper rushes in to her dressing room. Everybody else kind of in the locker room area. I am going to randomly, if it's a 5, I'm going to reroll, but if it's a 6, someone's going to. All right, Clementine, who has infra?
Good question. I have influence or who has me?
So at character creation, you should have picked to have influence that have influence over you.
Okay, because yeah, in the I have influence over section, I have Perry and Penumbra.
I have it over, I know that.
Yeah, I forgot to write
that. I'm also probably not the best person to start. I have no clue how to play this game. I'm learning as we go.
No, that's, we're asking about influence because influence is whose opinion of you matters, which means it then determines who is having, but we know Penumbra has influence over you.
We have it.
I think everyone had it over me too. Yeah, I think that was over my.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Everyone has it over you. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was. Your... Oh, that does not help. Okay.
I'm just a people pleaser.
So we will roll to see who you validation from. Okay, who you need to talk to, and it's going to be Conduit. So you just need to go talk to Conduit. Now, again, this is only session two. We haven't done any of the interpersonal stuff. The main things you're going to be doing right is going to be comforting or supporting somebody, which is how they will be able to get a condition off of you. On a hit, they hear you. They may mark potential. Yeah. So the person you're comforting, if you succeed, can clear a condition, mark potential, shift label, all that stuff. The big thing right now is you guys are pretty roughed up. You got to worry about conditions. The other thing is if things get very personal, is you also might end up piercing the mask, which means you see the person beyond identity, which like Conduit hides like crazy. Doesn't mean you won't end up piercing the mask anyway. And if you pierce the mask, you end up getting to ask some questions about that character that can help you interact with them or help you get influence over. And whoever has influence over somebody gets +1 on all rolls to do. There's other mechanics, but that's the main.
Yeah, I think then, you know, it makes sense. I think in our session zero building, Conduit was one of the people that I would go to for pretty much everything. I feel like it's a little bit of a one-sided. So, you know, I just immediately, when all this is kind of said and done, would scurry my way over to wherever they are and kind of saddle up. And like, so how'd you think that went?
Good, I guess. No one died. That's good. We really need to work on communicating, but overall, everyone did great.
Well, yeah, communication definitely, I think, would be very good to do. You know, just kind of feel like I went into that a little cocky and everything kind of went to a little bit of shit. And I don't know, am I making a big mistake? And she'll just start kind of like rambling and running around in a circle, like very fast. Like she's trying to pace, but it's just like.
Okay. Let's for a second.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I know that there's been a lot of pressure. Like you've been doing all of the interviews and it's gotta be hard. Have you ever been asked whether you want to do those things?
Right now, before you answer, Conduit, I need you to roll plus mundane, but here's the thing, Conduit, is your mask currently up?
It is.
It is, which means you're horrible at being mundane.
I have a 0 in it.
For those that didn't follow last episode or are new to masks, as Mary's pulling this up, Mary is the, I forget what's called, but it's basically the Peter Parker archetype.
The Janus,
thank you. Which your whole thing is a secret identity, which also means you have a very high mundane when you're not a hero. And then you swap your mundane score with something else when you become a hero. For you, I believe you're very good at saving as Conduit. Which also means when you're not Conduit, you're not good at saving.
It's not bad. It's a 7.
A 7. Okay. So on a 7, you don't add to the team pool, which would have been a 10+. But Clementine, you get to decide whether you mark potential, get an XP, clear a condition, or shift labels, which means one of your labels gets to go down and one gets to probably want to clear a condition.
Yeah, I think I'll clear that condition.
Which condition are you clearing so that we can express it in narrative?
Yeah, I think, the only one that I had was afraid.
Okay, I couldn't remember if you had more than one. I don't have that page up right now.
Yep, just that one.
All right, perfect. So now you can continue the scene, but you're no longer afraid.
You know, honestly, if we're being completely transparent here, which, you know, I feel like we always are with each other, you know, we share everything. It's not so much the interviews and being in front of people and all of that bothers me. That, you know, I've been used to that pretty much my whole life because of who my daddy is. But it's just very interesting having other people who rely on me and I rely on. And I think I'm just afraid of letting y'all down because, you know, I learned how to do everything pretty much on my own. And it's nice sharing that with people, but a little nerve wracking, I guess. And I was just a little worried that with all the kerfuffle going on that, you know, not living up to that. But
I get it.
and
you make it look so easy.
It's easy when you can hide.
All right, so I'm gonna actually go high low because this could be one of two moves. One will be very good for conduit, one not. So high will be for conduit. All right, high. That means Clementine, Wiz, roll plus
mundane. Okay.
I guess either of them will.
And okay, remind me again, since the roll 20 doesn't roll for me, I do
2d6
plus whatever.
A modifier. Yep.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's a Powered by the Apocalypse game. Yeah. Everything will be 2.
It is both my favorite and least favorite set of mechanics because I love how simple it is, and also I can't roll anything other than once.
Nice. So that is a 8 plus 1, so 9.
9. Okay. So Lavender is touching down to you, Conduit. You can clear a condition from this discussion.
I definitely want to do that.
So you're no longer feel guilty. On this, we're going to move on. Penumbra.
Mm-hmm.
Who has influence over?
Over Pen?
Yep.
I
Who
believe
do you seek it, validation?
I think it's Wiz and Perry have it over me.
Okay. So do you want to join in this conversation with Wiz and Conduit as they're having this, or do we want to cut to a separate conversation with you and Perry?
I think I'm going to cut to a separate conversation because I don't think Ben is feeling great about how good Wiz and Conduit did in the battle and how many people they almost killed. So yeah, I think Penn is gonna go talk to his favorite AI friend and probably kind of awkwardly like go up to Perry and just be like, hey, do you wanna, and then just walk away and just start walking towards like Penn's room and is just kind of expecting Perry to follow.
I have telepathy. I'm gonna use it now and I'm gonna follow you.
Now, Perry.
Yes.
Do they know you have to? Like, do you openly tell them that you can read their thoughts?
I don't think I tell them I can read their thoughts, but I also have telepathic blast. So I think that, like, I have mind blast. So I think they know about that.
Yes. Given Perry's role in the group, it is very important whether or not people know.
Yeah.
But if someone figures it out, I will not deny.
Also, anything Perry knows is being.
Yeah. I don't know that, though.
No.
I don't know that.
So we cut to Penn's room. What's Penn's room look like? I don't think we've been in there before.
No. I think it looks like a kind of mix between like a little bit of a lab and like a dorm room. So like not super personalized, but has like a workbench and a work table that's like a little bit like trying to ape some of Archer's kind of style, but like, so trying to be like high tech, Tony Stark, Batman kind of stuff, but like, and there's also, I would say, it might not look super like the actual bench might not be set up, but there, if you look closely, there's a weird amount of very good tech just kind of there. Because Penn has a lot of caches around the city that they know stuff in. I think Penn is face down in their bed, like is like full like child pose, but like ass all the way up in the air, just like after that showing.
I think you should add some personalization. I think you would really benefit from a poster. Showstopper has a lot of posters in her room.
Okay. I mean, sure. I can get a poster. I don't know what it should say. Like Penn sucks. Or something.
I don't think that one would be a good decoration for you. I don't think that would be a great poster for you to have. I'll be honest. Are you okay?
No.
I don't know why I asked. I know that you're not okay.
No. How are you? Good?
Yes.
Lucky.
I'm sorry. Do you need to just vent? Or would you like me to... Would you like me to actively participate in the conversation? I can do both.
You can do whatever you want. You can participate or not. I'm used to not being listened to.
That feels sad.
Yeah.
Perry, I'm going to need you to roll plus mundane.
Oh, no. That's my worst one. It's fine. Well, I rolled a 6, but that's a -2, so it's a 4.
All right. And Perry, I'm going to need you to roll plus mundane.
Me?
No, also Perry.
Again? Your
moves are going off. Yes.
Oh, shit.
You offered whatever you could to help, but you're also telepathic.
Yeah, okay, so that's a 5 minus 2, so that's a 3. I'll just mark 2 points, though.
I need to double check what an utter failure.
Oh, dude, no.
Mundane is not great role, not a great role for me.
And that's like the talking it out check. It's
that makes sense, though.
Yeah. 49. All right. So the first thing we need to look at.
Not a good start.
It's okay. I don't have any conditions right now. So
is to I'm comfort not worried someone. About
you. I'm worried that your failures are going to give me conditions.
Yes, I realize that.
God, that opening is as bad as like a couple of things are going to happen here.
So what's your AC?
Is it 30?
Is anyone on watch right now?
Okay, so here's what's going to happen. I need to quickly look at the conditions here.
I'm going to get this entire. That was my goal.
Oh, the first check isn't a condition to you. So, Pen, talking to an emotional brick wall.
Yeah.
Is not doing well.
Yeah.
It's mostly just prying open those wounds.
Uh-huh.
And also making you feel guilty.
I am not an emotional brick wall. I have seen Selena.
Perry.
Yeah?
You are willing to do whatever you can to help Penumbra.
Uh-huh.
You also consider them a friend. You're also telepathic, which means when things are worse, you immediately know you're making things worse.
Oh, no!
Which is making you kind of hopeless.
Oh, no!
Like, you were being bad at comforting someone and immediately hearing in her head how bad you are at comforting someone.
Yeah.
But more important, remember we have set up that Penumbra talks to you because Penumbra mainly sees you more like a camcorder than anything. So you probably get a flash of more like, this isn't doing any good. I need to talk to an actual person.
Oh.
So as this is deteriorating.
Holy shit.
Everyone hears a chime to the headquarters elevator.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Now, Pen and Perry, Pee-Pee, are in Pen's room. Lavender and Clementine are still in the dressing room. Rhea, Showstopper, is...
probably done getting...
All right, coming out. So does anyone go to check out what's going on?
I will.
Maybe we should talk about this later.
Yeah, you should get out.
Perry's just gonna, like, just fucking sprint out of the room.
The elevator doors open to a man in a gray suit. He's about 6'2", this, like, ash gray suit with a white shirt, jet black tie, and ash gray fedora with a black ribbon. Standing there, very gaunt features, looks older, probably late 40s. Is this Archer Tower?
Maybe. I'm asking.
Do I need to blast you? Do you have clearance?
You want to try and read his mind?
Yeah, I do.
Remember, you're hopeless, so you're getting minus 2.
I know. I'm very aware.
Right now. But you will need to roll.
What am I? What's adding? Oh, there.
Freak.
Oh, it's fine. So it's just a flat roll. Okay, 7.
7. All right.
It's not a failure.
No. It's either get a condition or something goes wrong. All you hear is whiteness coming from him.
We're going to need to adjust the...
Oh, my signal has already been adjusted. As he begins to slide into an accent, he pulls out a cigarette and lights it.
What's your name?
You're not allowed to speak in here.
You
Sorry.
Can call me Mr.
Gray. Very original.
I represent someone like you.
There is no one like me.
Oh, there is no one like any of you. Interesting. The information I like had... Me. Is in the bank robbery. Someone like you was there as well.
Showstopper is a unique individual.
Yes, yes, we are all
Is unique. There something you need here?
I am here to introduce a partnership between your Mr. Archer and the Russian government.
Oh, boy. Hey, Perry, you got the smartphone? Can you get Archer now?
I'm calling immediately in my head. I'm like, I think debating. I just have a smartphone in my head.
I'm just texting Perry. Do you think it's a bad idea to record this? Because this is dramatic as fuck.
I think Penn peers around from their room.
You will find that recording devices are. You will find that recording devices very similar to your mental capabilities have been modified.
Okay, that was over text though. Did he hear? Did he read that over text? With no one saying it out loud.
Well, if Penn's coming out with a video camera.
Not coming out. I'm poking around the corner with a fully, crank-operated video camera.
He's a Soviet spy.
Penn doesn't care.
Yeah, that's fair.
Penn's mom is a space god. Fuck the Russians.
Yeah. He's going to reach down and, like, slide up his sleeve where you see it looks like an 80s digital watch. And he hits a couple buttons. And how does Cosmo enter?
Cosmo phases into reality. There is a black, deep, impossibly black silhouette that appears next to Mr. Gray and slowly phases out of this inky blackness into what looks to be a thin, wiry 17-year-old boy with short, dusty blonde hair and big thick Coke bottle glasses, also wearing a gray trench coat with a sort of ruffled, slightly unbuttoned suit or a dress shirt. under his trench coat and dark gray slacks and some beat up brown shoes.
Perry is doing like the Predator view, where she gets like information about it, but all it says is baby, 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 baby.
I think when Cosmo phases into the room, I think Penn puts down their camera and like to themselves goes, fuck, something else someone can do better than me, and goes back into their room.
Fascinating.
Mr. Gray, you did not tell me that they would be children.
Excuse you.
I'm 20.
I am a child. That's actually right.
How it is. The Americans, they like to exploit the.
And this is not part of the time dilation.
No, they do not have the ability.
How old are you? You look like you're 17.
You do not 16. Need to answer that, Cosmo. Okay. It is in your records.
That's not a good way to start a relationship, you know, with half answered questions.
Okay, I want to read Cosmo's mind.
Roll with a minus two.
That's fine. It's a flat roll.
As I have told you, your mental capabilities are currently being suppressed.
Yeah, really sorry about all of this. We're working.
I am not.
Okay. I'm really sorry about all of this. We're working on getting our guy here that knows more than we do, Archer.
This facility is very clean.
There is.
Oh, like, I'm so sorry for my bad manners. Do y'all need anything to drink? I can make some tea. We had some fruit plates earlier. I think there's leftovers.
No,
there's not.
I could make some tea.
Sunlight in the like central meeting room begins to slide open as you hear the sound of thrusters as this silver and blue Iron Man suit descends from the ceiling down and like lands on his feet and then kind of goes into a squat as the suit then unfolds and like transforms into the wheelchair of Archer.
Penn comes back in the room and pretends that he's been there the whole time.
I see our foreign investors have arrived early. And at this point, Mr. Gray and Archer excuse themselves to the kitchen. So you are now in a situation where you can either get to know Cosmo or sitcom try to eavesdrop.
I'm not going to try to. I would like to try to follow. I just obviously follow Archer as if I belong.
That is fine, given your status with Archer.
Fantastic. I was not prepped for this. I don't know why I wasn't prepped for this. I had no idea this was happening.
My apologies, Perry. They were supposed to arrive next week.
Still seems like a short amount of time for a warning.
Yes, well, it is on our calendar.
It is not on our calendar. She's going to go into their shared Google calendar in her head.
As you're doing that, Archer is like on the wheelchair, just going, like subtly just going, and it's like on the calendar.
Okay, that is my mistake. It is on the calendar.
But Mr. Gray will say, I do not care what is on the calendar. I hear reports that there are other units on the streets with capabilities. This is not what we agreed. Now, what are the rest of you?
I'm still trying to figure out how old Cosmo is.
I think Penn is not doing great. And so I think goes up to Cosmo, thinking this is a new person in this space, and like tries to put on the most intimidating stance that they can. And is like, so like what, you could do space magic?
It's more space science, but...
Well, I mean, I can do magic, so seems like your thing's not that cool.
Everyone has their own place, Penn. You are special. And
they fully start crying.
Oh.
I'm just going to go hug Penn.
All right.
I'm just going to zip in between where Cosmo can't mundane. See this.
I can feel we're racking up potential.
Come on. I need a good roll for this. Please dice. The dice have decided to give me a 10. I got a 6 and a 4.
Hey, so that means not only, Penn, do you get to remove condition, but if something comes up, you guys currently has an extra point.
I'm going to get rid of hopeless, because I think that he's less hopeless.
Oh. You get to decide which one it gets rid of.
So. Yeah, I'm going to take away hopeless. I think that's pretty fitting.
Wiz, what did you say you were doing? I know you said you zipped.
Oh. Yeah, I was just going to kind of zip to, like, make a block this scene of Penn crying out of Cosmo's view, and then just go out for a handshake, like, oh, I'm so sorry. Again, I'm just so rude today. I'm Wiz. Nice to meet you. And you were Cosmo, right?
I am Dr. Maximov Asimovich, but you can call me Cosmo.
Well, that is just a wonderful name. I am going to need to see that in writing, though, because it is going to be very hard to recall without looking at it spelled out. But it is absolutely great. Say science?
Astrophysics.
I feel like this is going to come up a lot for Clementine. But roll plus mundane, because even though you're not doing it in a hostile way, you are 100% piercing the mask, right?
Oh, boy. Where's my mundane? It's in one of these tabs. Oh, it's plus one. Okay. Let's... Oh, my dice. Okay, that is 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Within 8, really copying the list about it, you can just as bluntly as you want ask Cosmo any of these questions. And Cosmo, without realizing why, has to answer.
Awesome.
A lot of these are typically more like than out of character we ask, but I definitely feel like Clementine just asks and people end up telling Clementine.
She's very personable, you know? Exactly. You don't question it sometimes till it's too late. You're like,
it's that Southern hospitality.
It's that Southern hospitality.
Now, obviously, feel free to give any Clem flair to it. I put it in the Discord.
These are all fun.
Yeah.
I think I'll just kind of look like, it's whatever you said, science. So what exactly is it you intend to do here?
I intend to aid in whatever pursuits your team is attempting in the way of powered theoretical and exploratory endeavors.
I just realized the mannerisms for Cosmo with the glasses is you're just Garth from Wayne's World as an astrophysicist.
Yeah. I'll take it. With a fluctuating accent that runs in and out
which
of reality.
Which kind of like, it's Garth playing a Russian astrophysicist.
Everything about Cosmo shifts kind of in and out of phase. Like his accent will shift over time.
There's like a parallel dimension American Cosmo like fade.
That's great.
Oh, that's very interesting. So that thing you do there, and then I'll do my little phasing real quick, that you do it with science and not by just moving really, really, really fast?
Yes, in a way I access the theoretical protons and photons that exist outside of our reality sort of exist and don't exist at the same time, and I bring them from another dimension into this dimension and manipulate them therein.
Wonderful. Completely understand what you're saying. About that tea, did you want some, or I can do maybe something else here. Actually, here, before that, since they're having a meeting in the office or in the kitchen for some reason, here is our team after I've like checked to see that Pin looks like they're feeling a little better. This is Showstopper here. I'm sure you have heard of her and seen her everywhere. Then we have Pin, who is just absolutely wonderful and talented. I think y'all will get along swimmingly once we get over this hump, because man, the things y'all could do would be impressive. And then we have, oh no, I only see Lavender. I can't remember. Conduit. Conduit here, who is, well, just the bee's knees and really keeps us all together. Perry's that one that walked off earlier.
Interesting. And you have been participating in these experiments for how long?
Well, 6 months officially, I believe, as a team.
Okay.
As a team, it's a day.
True.
A team, it's a day.
Is something wrong?
I had assumed that your program had been running for some time.
It's some time, yeah.
We're the first successful generation.
As am I. When did this program begin for you? Like this, not you, and you are all children, but I mean, when did this...
I'm not a child, I'm an adult. Thank you very much.
You legally are all very much children.
You look younger than me. I think Showstopper is getting annoyed by being called a child, and she's going to accidentally electromagnetify her phone so I can get rid of angry, because nice. I just have to break something important, and that's the most important thing to her.
Oh, it is.
Then she's like, motherfucker, not again. Tucks her phone in her pocket.
As that happens, the kitchen door opens as Mr. Gray, Archer, and Perry come. Okay, I'm sorry for the unscheduled meeting.
It was on the calendar.
Yes.
Oh, we just missed it.
No, it was for next week. However, yes, Cosmo here is part of a earlier program with a foreign government. You may have suspected who. Now,
I did say. Yeah, they walked in and told us.
They're a lot less secretive, surprisingly.
On the scale of super, you gotta be better at hiding things.
He did walk in faking an American accent, and then immediately in the next sentence no longer had an American accent. So he did try for about
4 seconds. We are Russian scientists, not KGB.
Mr. Gray, I've been doing a lot of media training. I can refer you to some really good a consultant.
Mr. Gray will just, yes, definitely not KGB at all. Do not check into that. However, an American accent is quite trying, and we are in Archer Tower, therefore it is a secure location. But I will be leaving but nearby. Cosmo, Jack and me, we will brief.
Duh.
As they say, this states later alligator.
And after a while, crocodile.
That's what I mean.
Perry.
Hello?
Can you order me a new phone, please?
It's already done.
Thank you.
It's going to take some time to get.
No. Rush to
pick up the delivery.
There are repercussions if it's something important to you.
Rush.
Well, let's just be clear that we do have Prime.
Yes, you have Archer Prime. I'm sorry, no, Arrow Prime.
Yeah, we do.
They also tried to have an acquisition of Target, but...
Can you order like 3 in case I do that again? Because that's like the fourth one I've gone through.
I can make you a phone.
Sure.
Ooh. Should I cancel this order?
No. I'm going to send Michael.
But also, sure.
The information that Harry has as Cosmo.
Can you make it not react to magnetism?
Yeah, I can definitely make an electronic device that doesn't react to magnetism. Absolutely.
It doesn't react to electromagnetism.
Uh-huh. Hey, Penn is a tech genius. Rachel might not be.
No, if you want to try and do it, you can.
It actually we'll does have sound a scene fun.
And there'll be
it
a
sounds like something it. For Penn to do.
Yeah.
It's just like a case on the outside that's demagnetized, so when you touch it, it doesn't. It just absorbs the energy instead.
Now you understand why you're here, Cosmo.
I will start working on some designs.
So did we get information about Cosmo? Did you guys figure it out yet?
Love I that realize you said that he's in the AGB, room because Mr. Gray. Like, come on, everyone. We know.
He said he was in KGB, though.
He's a space. You're an astrophysicist.
Duh.
That's totally 17.
And is definitely, yeah, keeps calling us children, while though he looks very old. So I think there's some more to this that we could talk about.
He does look older than me.
Well, everybody is older than you practically, except for newborns and young.
Time is relative.
Yes.
Yes.
Temporal displacement?
Have you seen the film Interstellar?
No. Hold on. Yes.
It's nothing like
that.
Yes. I was thinking when you said it, I'm like, it's nothing like Interstellar.
Great. Great. Just building exercise. Cool.
There so is a Ben 10 some. Character that's very similar to your character, however.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched Ben 10 in so long. Like, man, I was a kid. Simply times.
Oh, baby.
That's Penn in the background. Just like
that. Do you think they invited them because... No, it's fine.
What, no, what showstopper? You what just you started saying some stuff. You're not ready to speak it out loud. Maybe it should be said.
I'm sensing a lot of tension. I'm going to go stand over there.
I'm gonna join you on the other side of the room.
Yes.
So...
Cosmo, I'll give you a tour of the place. How about that?
Well, let's go do a tour. Let's go do a tour.
I'd like to do a tour.
Group tour, let's go.
Leaving Conduit and Showstopper alone.
Yeah, no, this needs to happen.
This is actually great. All right, so Conduit and Showstopper are alone. Does one of you leave?
No.
Or what's going
to
happen?
What I was going to say once they leave, everybody else leaves, was if he was being hired to replace somebody.
Wow, that's a lot to unpack. All right. I don't know how to say this in the nicest way, but everyone is here because they have something to add, and that's not something to be replaced. And I think when people say that they want to be replaced, or they think someone else is going to be replaced, it's because they're scared they're the ones being replaced. No one deserves that. We're supposed to be a team, Showstopper.
Perry's listening, and she's like, walk faster, walk faster.
We are a team, clearly. Though that did, like, hit, you can tell, because especially Lavender would know, like, you hit something. That insecurity is showing a little bit, but she, like, instantly, like, tries to put on her, like, her TikTok show face, basically.
So... I need Lavender, actually technically Conduit right now, to roll plus two.
Oh god.
Provoke someone? Or assess the situation?
7.
All right.
I think, do you have influence over me?
No one has influence yet. Okay. But
I wasn't sure if Lavender did, not because the it makes sense.
So, Showstopper, hearing this, do you want to have this make you stumble, screw up something? Or overreact. We know what the answer is, but I have to.
I think overreact is the most obvious answer.
So, Lavender, you now have influence over shows. How does Showstopper?
You don't know who. You don't know me, so don't even try to pretend to know me. I'm not scared of being. I was just curious because a random person came in suddenly after 6 months. After our first mission. That's all. I know they said that we should work together, but that sounds like...
Take it up with HR. And I'm gonna go walk to the group.
Flicks her off and goes to my... Like, and just walks away.
I will note, especially since most of us are new to this, now that you have influence over Showstopper, you can tell them who they are or how the world works. And then Showstopper either has to now accept it or make a check unmodified. So...
This game is fun.
Yeah. Oh, it's a supers game, but really it's a drama.
Put Showstopper in her place. She needs it so bad. But also stop hurting me.
Lavender's gonna agonize over this at 3 a.m. hardcore in her bed.
Texted by Rhea. This motherfucking bitch.
Oh my god. Rhea, you said you storm off, right?
Yes.
Well, you don't have a phone.
I don't.
you go to your dressing room and like get on laptop and.
You know what? Yes, that sounds like a wonderful idea. I do have a laptop. I'm going to jump on whatever messenger options we have now and blow the fuck up Lavender's phone.
A message, as we've established. So enter conduit.
Enter G. Enter this. Enter bitch. Enter.
So conduit. As Rhea's storming off, the showstopper's storming off. What do you?
I mean, probably I'm just gonna like try and find an alcove to cool off for a minute. Like,
as you're cooling off, your personal phone goes off.
Ding, 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 ding.
What's wrong with it? I just say that to myself in just this like more shy voice. It's quiet, but it's just.
So showstopper, are you just like immediately bad mouthing conduit or what's going on?
No, I think.
Okay.
She is going to be just angry. Like today did not go as planned and somebody else was the center of attention and I don't understand what's happening. And there's this new guy and I said he's replacing people, but now this other person said some bullshit, which I don't think is true. And like, well, she won't like go into details about like this bitch or anything like that. She won't purposely bad mouth.
Then Lavender, since you're now in an alcove alone, I assume you're responding to your friend. This isn't conduit. This is Lavender.
Also, do I get to remember Raid because I ran away from something difficult?
I do believe that's on your list of things to get afraid.
Only insecure now.
Lavender, roll plus mundane.
Is this my
as unmasked? Lavender, not conduit. Yeah, okay. Unmasked. The showstopper doesn't know so you're acting as yourself, not as your persona.
9.
All right. That list of questions I sent for Clementine. You also can incite any one of those about show stocks. But as you're deciding that, we're going to cut to Clementine, Penn, and Perry giving a tour. So Clementine, seems like you're leading it. Where are you taking?
Yeah, well, you know, I know all you smart sciencey types spend a lot of time in the labs, which, you know, we've already passed by. But this is like a nice little common area if you ever feel like wanting to catch up on your soaps or video games or whatever it is. You know, just kind of relax a bit. This is a good place for that. Plus, it's got a nice view. You know, it's pretty.
Video games. You have time to relax and play video games.
Well, I do. I get a lot of stuff done very, very fast, and I can read and retain things very, very fast. So work and moving happens pretty early. On a good day, I can probably spend the last, 8 hours doing really whatever I want.
And these are educational, training-purposed video games.
An arcade kicks on.
Yeah.
Blood sport.
Pen kicks it to shut it off.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
They're good for reactions.
Cosmo pulls a little notepad out of his breast pocket and just starts writing and like scribbling in it.
Good spatial awareness as Penn is standing next to Tetris.
It helps me learn how to take new forms, and I'm going to turn into
Tetris,
a remote
you
control.
Know this one.
I want to turn into a remote control, and I just want to like press my button and just like.
Just like a standard like TV can just clatter and then the buttons are depressing.
Yeah. We've gotten really good at
charades. We like to play charades with Perry, turn into anything.
I pop back into not being a remote. Watch, what's this? And I'm gonna turn into a fax machine.
A printer.
You got it.
Cosmo.
Is that clear condition? I feel like that should
Cosmo looks over his shoulder and like and looks around and reaches under his lapel and pulls out this little bug and he just like turns it off and sticks it back under his his lapel and he goes, I have been looking for a situation like this for my entire life. This is incredible. You get to play and have fun and be superheroes?
A little like trash can sized robot with like a bow tie wheels out holding a tray of smoothies. Hey,
Cosmo starts crying.
Oh, well, we are very glad that you're here. Well, I'm not going to speak for everybody. I am very glad you're here. This is very, very nice. You know, I think it could take some time for...
Oh, God, it's terribly impractical. Oh, boy. Oh.
I have a great... Ooh. We should have like a little team bonding night. I can make us up some dinner and maybe play like Mario Party or something, you know?
Wow, what a bad idea. I love it.
Oh, that's a... Bad. I'm not gonna worry about it. I think,
of course, we should all be spending all of our time focusing on tasks at hand and growing as heroes so that we can better protect the world. But wow, I don't want to do that.
We haven't gotten a call again.
Yeah, I feel like if you spend all your time doing that, then you'll get a little burned out and you might make some mistakes you wouldn't. You got to have a moment to let loose and kind of step away from everything so you can come back fresh and ready to go, you know?
Oh, how counterintuitive. I really love it. You people are very special.
Thank you.
As this happens, Showstopper rushes through the scene, pissed off as she was heading to...
Hi, Showstopper!
Bye, Showstopper.
Bye, Showstopper!
Oh, I storm past him.
Door slam. Yeah,
the door slams very loudly because I might have pulled it magnetically, just like magnetically lock it.
Going through the rec room, all the electronics are just going nuts as you're screaming.
As Showstopper like finishes her way through, I think Pen just like kind of routinely just goes and like fixes them after she leaves.
Great use of your powers, guys. See.
We use a
practice.
As you see, Wiz has come back and has like a whole plate of food and you didn't even know she left.
You want to see me run to that mountain and back? You want to see me do it again?
All right. So, Lavender, have you decided on the question you pull from your friend Rhea?
I think it's, what do you want me to do?
All right. So, Rhea, what do you want your friend Lavender?
This is probably like many of event sessions she has. It's very much a woe is me first world problems type of complaining, and she just wants to vent. There isn't a solution. There isn't something that's going to, she knows there isn't something that you can say that's going to solve it magically. And she also knows that realistically you would always, Lavender seems like the type of person that would be, very non-biased, like, oh, I understand why you're seeing it, but, like, have you tried looking at it this perspective? And you would know, like, especially since we've been friends for so long, that works sometimes, but not when she's, like, this angry. So just, and she's all talk. She doesn't actually want to, she's like, oh, I fucking hate this person. Like, if she ever says anything, like, she doesn't actually hate them. She's just angry.
So as you're doing this, you also get a text from Ziva. It just says, you won't believe this, and it's a photo of the downtown police station half frozen.
Oh.
You guys have not gotten in.
I can think of three separate why would not have gotten in. Uh-huh. One is that we are no longer considered good superheroes. After one day, they're like, no.
We did it.
Lavender now knows about this, but there's no way Conduit should know.
Oh, this is difficult.
Difficult choice?
I'm gonna text back Diva. Jeez, I thought they just put them away. God, thought they would have better lockups for supers.
She's gonna respond back. For all we know, this is what happens when we do lock them away. I'm gonna go get a closer look.
Don't you think that's really dangerous? Is what I'm writing back really quickly. What if it looks really scary on the news.
It's fine. They're sitting on red. What's a supers game? Ziva is our game's Iris, okay? We need someone who is just way too inquisitive.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
No self sense of self-preservation.
Who do I think can help? And all right, I'm going to go to Penn.
So you go to Penn, and everyone except Showstoppers together, because they're currently doing a tour. I mean, they're still in the rec room, and Cosmo's having, feeling the consumer.
I'm just patting them on the shoulder, like, there. It'll be great.
Hey, guys. I got a message from an undercover informant that there's a problem at the police station.
I didn't get it. I didn't get that. Why didn't I get that?
Did we get a serious
problem?
I am starting to quake in my boots. This is.
Can I?
Harry?
Yeah.
Make a flat roll because I know the minus two canceled.
Cosmo is writing in his notebook.
Oh, baby! I don't know, 12?
Fuck.
I don't know. You know exactly what Lavender's thinking.
Interesting.
I think in the head is like, I don't know what I'm doing. God, I need to protect her, and I can't. Shit. Fuck. And it's just like a string of expletives. But it's not the same voice you hear Conduit. Conduit is very confident, and I know what I'm doing. And this is like a quiet, shy, freaking out.
Oh, you know what? I am actually getting that information.
Oh, well.
We should go. Conduit, do you want to lead the way?
Yeah, we should get Showstopper. We're going to need every bum.
Right, yeah, sure. Cosmo, this is going to be great. You're going to have so much fun.
I'm already at, like, Showstopper's door knocking.
Response time leaves.
Perry?
Showstopper. Showstopper. Showstopper.
Who?
Perry, roll plus save you. What you just did.
Fuck me, dude. 4?
As things are getting ready, the main computer gets hit to turn on. And the main screen shows no
alert. It's in my head, though, so the alert is not, I intercepted it, everyone. I intercepted it, and because I read it so fast, it didn't even make a noise.
It's fine. You are feeling guilty. You're not used to it.
So alarm system is broken, or?
No, alarm system is working perfectly. I just turned it off because we already all know what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for trusting me.
Yes, trusting you. Yes.
Let's go, Perry. And let's go.
Okay,
Stopper, we got a job.
Showstopper.
It's more like.
It takes like a solid minute for her to demagnetize the door. And then she like yanks on it really hard. What? What's happening?
There's some sort of situation going on at the police station that our assistance is needed.
It's probably a little obvious that she was crying, but she wiped off makeup.
Does she have any more conditions? Is there any like...
She has one more. Insecure.
So, who is going to be leading you guys heading out?
Oh, Conduit.
Yeah, it's going to be Perry or Conduit again.
All right.
You're the one who called this mission. Babe.
I did. Oh, this is not going to go terribly wrong anymore.
All right. Now, Conduit, you do not have influence over everyone, correct?
Not yet.
Yeah, you have it over Showstopper. Who else do you have influence? Clementine, Perry. So not Penumbra. Cosmo's a temporary character that comes
not yet.
I wouldn't hold Cosmo, like, having come in against you guys. Not everyone has the same purpose in the fight because Lavender's going to go save somebody no one else knows about. Does anyone mistrust Conduit?
Not Conduit.
I mistrust all of them.
That's so valid. Yeah.
You're evaluating the team. You're separate from
I mistrust Conduit in this particular moment.
Yeah.
Like I believe that what she's doing is fine. But maybe some of her intent, but I trust her in that, like, there's a dangerous situation.
If Perry were taking lead, this would qualify. But all right, I'm not going to say you guys are ill prepared or off balance. You know, you're coming in this. So you have a team pool of 3.
I will say Showstopper doesn't mistrust. She's just angry.
Yeah. Now, for those who weren't here last week or it's new, we'll bring up the team pool is how assists work. You can spend from the team pool to give someone a +1. That is roughly how well of a team you're functioning at, which this is already considerably better team than last outing. As we cut to the police station, inside, none of you are here. There is a hole in the wall where Ziva is climbing. See what's going on. Everything in here is iced over. Multiple cops are frozen solid. And her breath comes out in these thick clouds. And that is where we're going on break for the night. We're back. All right.
Hell yeah.
We open all of you outside of downtown Nova City's police precinct. The building is half frozen.
I don't think I can turn into a big enough blow dryer for this one.
I doubt that's...
Could I do like a quick run around the perimeter to just see if I see any people, any movement, just kind of case the outside to see
if
we're going to be more informed this time.
Roll plus superior.
Okay, that is plus one. I forgot my dice, so I got to think. Oh, that's really good. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
11. All right. That means you get two questions from assessing the situation. We'll drop those questions.
Okie dokie then. And like you said, I get two.
Yes.
Okay. I think I want to know what here is the biggest threat, and then maybe how could we best end this quickly?
Okay. So the biggest threat appears to be hypothermia, because you're not seeing any signs of the actual super. Massive hole in the side of the wall tells you likely an escape.
I run back up to the crew real quick. Well, I think we're going to have to worry about it being very, 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 very cold in here, as I don't see a perpetrator anymore. It just looks like we may need to bundle up. They seem to have made a break for it. So if we're going to assess how everything looks inside, I should go with some caution.
I can try to heat up the air if you have a magnet fast enough.
Yep.
I'll just
I can get hypothermia.
Does your team make a habit of allowing powered prisoners to escape?
If a habit only happens after one time.
Yeah, this is our second job, so maybe making any observations might not.
And technically, we were supposed to be the only supers.
Right, right. Pulls out his notepad, starts writing things down.
Well, yeah. Penn just stands there, is like, sure, we're the only supers.
Well, I mean, not like the only, like, not the, I'm not talking about the born, I mean the created.
Yes. Hypothermia, you said.
Yes. So we should probably work at, you know, worry about that a bit. What is our plan here? Because they do seem to escape. Should we
still people inside, like, who are frozen?
That's what I would be concerned with.
I will start trying to create a field of warmth around us.
All right, roll plus freak. And what are your conditions currently?
I just have insecure, which does freak.
Okay, no, only if you're trying to defend them.
So is there like a luck thing in this game?
Team to the pool.
Yep.
There's the team pool. There are 3 points in the team pool.
Maybe you should. I think it would be important to use it on this.
Yeah.
I will use 1 point, make this a 7.
Okay.
There's nothing else any of us can do, right?
I can turn into a space heater.
I mean to like mitigate the effect.
No.
Okay.
I mean, okay. There's defend. So like if something were to happen, you could do something to like defend others from the fallout.
Yeah.
But with a 7, you're going to, do you want to take a condition and your power works as is, or do you want me to tell you how it's unstable?
I would rather take a condition.
So you step up and nobody asked you to use your powers. You had to come and nobody even thought of you to use your powers. You're getting kind of angry, but you're able to start rotating several magnetized piece of metal, creating this kind of heating. It's more like a cylinder of rotation that's then putting it.
Yeah, and I'm making sure it's like pushing outwards and not inwards, slicking us.
You're making sure it's not a microwave generator.
Correct.
Okay, like yeah. So that's going to start raising the temperature much faster. That's the next thing anyone.
I think Harry's just going to walk into the station.
Mm-hmm. Just have like, a, did I get insight on how to end this quickly?
Ending it quickly is just heating things up. The villain or rogue or however you want to phrase it isn't here anymore. It's technically already over.
Yeah, I'm just going to walk in.
It's warmer in there now, right?
A bit warmer, yes. It's okay. Heating faster than what it was.
Okay.
Going inside, there are more officers... just flash frozen, as well as you spot somebody on the ground, like 3/4 of the way into the room, looking like they collapsed and are just like huddled shivering.
Oh no. I'd like to turn into a space heater and then just go near them.
Okay.
I'm not going to check to see if they're alive or anything. I'm just going to go immediate space heater.
Roll plus savior.
Okay. Ten.
All right. So a 10 is really good. You don't currently have any conditions.
I do.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I just hadn't updated it. All right. On a hit. Okay. So that's not that much of an issue. All right. Do you want to clear your condition or do you want to add to?
I'm going to go ahead and clear a condition. I would like to clear guilty.
Yeah, you're feeling like an effective hero.
Yeah, thank God.
Right.
Ten. I'm going to pull in H2O and can I try to use Penn's like cosmic, like kind of space magic stuff to like try and move like these officers like blood around to make sure they're getting like properly circulated as they're being heated up.
Okay. So this is going to be very interesting because it's cosmic. I'm going to allow it because what happened to everyone who was in here when it happened was the entire precinct instantly was shot to absolute zero.
Yep.
So you're going to roll plus freak. What conditions do you currently have?
I have insecure, afraid, and guilty. I think this is unleashing my power.
It is unleashing your power.
Which I don't have.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there's no defend these officers. No. Either they're already dead or...
So I have plus one to free. That's what it is, right?
So it's 2d6 plus one.
Come on, baby.
No.
That's a one and a two.
No!
Plus one.
You know what?
Oh.
They're just cops.
You're going to feel hopeless as you do start forcing the movement of like crystalline blood inside these flash frozen bodies, which means they just start exploding.
Oh, God. This is like the opposite of helping.
Cosmo is writing furiously in his notepad.
Can I go inside? The huddle.
This is the frozen officers, by the way.
Do I take anything or did they just explode?
Okay, I just want to make sure the huddled figure isn't getting like ice sharded.
Okay, yeah. Run into defend.
Yeah.
Yeah, as essentially a whole bunch of frag grenade cops went off.
I tried, guys. They're just cops.
As chat says, why are we saving
cops? I'm throwing out my dice.
ACAB, Moss. ACAB.
Bitch, I mean, we tried. ACAB,
guys. I did this on purpose.
Yeah, I'm going to have to use my move. This is no bueno, because I rolled a one and a two.
So what's your move?
Plus a three is a six. So my move is I'll save you. I'm willing to pay high cost to keep loved ones safe. I either reveal my secret identity to someone watching, or I mark a condition to defend a loved one as if I rolled a 12. But basically, I either had to show my secret identity or I take a
take an extra condition.
Or take an extra
condition. This is on top of like any failure.
Yeah, but then I get a 12. But
yeah. What conditions do you currently have?
I have none.
Okay.
So that's, but I'm thinking of what would be interesting because having to hide all the time is not fun in a party. So having someone see, I think, could be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think someone's going to see it.
Okay, amazing. Because who's going to see it is you're going to go between Ziva and the shards and everything, and it's going to explode, knocking you as you land face to face with Ziva as her eyes open, a large chunk of your mask.
No!
You made this choice.
Yeah, I just wasn't expecting it to be her. Fuck.
This is a straight out of Spider-Man moment, and we all know it.
Yeah, it's really...
Yeah, I really love when the cops explode in Spider-Man.
That was a great scene.
I'm talking about the mask.
Cinematic.
I mean, to be fair, cops do explode in the mask, so...
Any movie where a cop explodes is a good movie.
You need to read the comics. They are ultra-violent.
I believe it.
But, yeah, so you do also have this issue, Conduit.
Uh-huh.
Which you do also take a condition from the normal failure.
I do.
Of you're afraid. Because you also now realize Ziva's seen, and it blew your mask, like a big old hole in your mask. Ziva's the only one who's seen you. But there's still going to be a hole in your mask. You haven't revealed to anyone else, but it's up to you to make sure it stays.
Shoot. I'm like terrified at this point.
Hey, that's why I picked afraid.
Jeez.
It's okay. That happens, an explosion goes off, which also means the rest of you just saw Conduit rushing in and then got blown. Now, Conduit can absorb energy. This Conduit's costume.
I think in all of this while it's happening, I also kind of rush in on Conduit's heels in this explosion. But I think I'm going for Pin, and I want to attempt to like grab them and like get them out of the cold, like outside cool. That's the building defense, away so from
roll
people.
Plus save you.
Good. I can do that real good, hopefully.
Sure. Best scene in Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
9. All right. So with a 9, you're going to expose yourself to danger because you can't escalate the situation.
Fair.
But do you want to add a point to the team pool, take influence over Pen, or clear a condition?
She does already have influence over
me. Yes, okay, I'll add to the team. Over. I'll do the team right. pool.
I then also, how many conditions do you currently have?
0.
All right, so I just need you to roll 2d6 on modifier, because okay. you're taking a powerful blow okay. from this explosion.
8.
8. All right. Do you want to lash out verbally from this going wrong? Do you want to open your opposition and opportunity, which is that explosion right now, mm-hmm. or struggle past
the
what two conditions are you?
Yep. I think, let me look at the conditions. I think I'm gonna take afraid, just because second mission, who wouldn't be afraid of something blowing up?
Yeah.
And maybe a little hopeless. I think, you know, we're still kind of playing on that conversation she had with yeah. Conduit, and is really still trying to get her head in the game.
But you and Conduit are now out of the room. Conduit Pen. Doesn't have to worry about any damage because you did or, success.
Pen.
Yeah,
Pen.
I thought you got
sorry.
Pen. Yeah, I was grunting.
You said conversation with Conduit. I jumped to Conduit. But you and Pen out of the room. Mm-hmm. You successfully made sure Pen doesn't have to roll against.
I still have the condition I took from initially happening, right?
Yes. Cool. Yeah. No, the explosions themselves, if Wiz had failed, you'd also be rolling plus conditions.
Jack. That would have been fine. I deserve it.
See, my goal is when we get out, I'm going to have a little chat with Pen. I'm trying to like...
That's fine. We can definitely do that. Cosmo, is there anything you're doing happens? Because everyone else has done a thing, so...
Well, or so
anybody else?
Yeah, so is everybody safe as of right now?
You know, Conduit is still in there, protecting somebody, and Perry is near Conduit as like a.
Okay. But I don't know if anybody's in immediate danger.
A bunch of frozen cops shattered.
Okay, Cosmo's gonna stop writing in his notebook and put it back in his in his jacket. And Cosmo's gonna go outside and start looking for tracks and seeing amazing. Which direction this person might have gone. He's just quietly just gonna walk out or float out and survey the scene.
Roll plus superior.
Sure. Let's get these going. Oh, that's not bad. That's 11 flat roll. That's nice.
With an 11, you get 2 questions from the assess a situation. The second now, active. You.
Yeah.
There you go. You get thank 2.
Oh, okay.
Which is now in regards to following the tracks instead of checking it. So.
Right. So I think my first question is going to be. What here is the greatest danger?
It's not who you think it is.
Hmm.
Cosmo, you can move very quickly.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So Cosmo just zips off.
Yeah.
You're falling because you're falling not just the tracks, but like this guy's called Absolute Zero. He can drop things to 0 Kelvin. That is going to leave a thermal trail.
Mm.
And you take it to the outskirts of town at a motel. But as you come up on the motel, you recognize a vehicle parked at that motel. There's only one vehicle you'd recognize. You're not from. It's a rental. What's your second question?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah, or is maybe someone double-crossing the deal that's going on, and you're just a pawn in all of this as well?
Okay, you said I get how many questions? I get two questions?
You get one more question.
I get one more question. Okay, how could we best end this quickly?
Not through violence. End this has many terms, Cosmo.
Yeah.
Okay. There's lots of ways you can make this disappear.
Ooh, this is tough. This is very tough.
You guys not remember that the stinger last week was a man in a suit? I mean, Cosmo wouldn't.
I am gonna have to go in.
Yeah, you go into the motel room that's like 20 degrees colder than everything else.
Yeah, I'm gonna power up and turn all inky black so I'm not, you know, fucked with by the cold and walk in or phase through the door, whichever I
feel. And this was a moment. Fun one episode of Knowing Cosmo. I can't wait
in
to see
universe,
what next.
RIP. In universe, everything I say in accent will actually be in Russian and subtitled.
Cool. I will oblige.
Stand down. As soon as you appear, you just hear stand down.
Stand down from what?
From whatever you are planning to do. I have not told you to come here yet.
We were following an alert. This is you?
Fine. No. It is a operative known as Absolute Zero. It is fine.
This was not in briefing.
No, it was not in briefing. Why would this be in writing? That would be stupid. Then, we are here to make sure that the Archer individual fulfills his end of the agreement. If he fulfills his end of the agreement, we must fulfill our end of it. But if he is in violation, we can take all of his work and bring it back home.
Cosmo just nods. Duh. Спасибо. And he turns around and heads immediately back to the group.
All right. While this was happening, Conduit, you're in the most dire situation right now. What are you deciding to do? Perry is right on the other side of your mask.
Uh-huh. Here's the thing. The mask kind of got pierced here. Lavender's not a flight, and she's not a fight. She's a freak. She's paralyzed right now, and she's terrified. She acts tough, but she's not. And this is putting every fear
as
in front of her.
You're terrified. Ziva, realizing what's going on and kind of regaining her senses as well, reaches down and rips off a part of her shirt and holds it up to your face and just says, run.
I kind of give a nod and I think I'm going to try at least to like meld it if I can.
Yeah. Now, are you going to run away?
I can't.
All right, then I need you to roll 2d6. Because Ziva definitely has influence over you.
Uh-huh.
She's telling you the person you
are. That's a 6.
Okay. No, she's right. Your mundane is going to go down. And your danger is going. And that's your mundane as Lavender. You don't have to run. But deep down, it turns out she's right. How do you try and meld this to your face?
I think that I'm kind of just putting, because there's been a lot of, I'm guessing, I'm going to try and use the energy that I've collected from being in this, this is an absolute zero room. There's been electromagnetic energy. I'm going to use some of it to kind of meld it to the mask so it slightly covers.
So roll plus freak. It's good. Emulates the parts of super stories that.
9.
All right. So are you taking a condition or does something go wrong with yours?
I'm taking a condition.
Right, what other condition are you? You're already afraid. Are you feeling guilty?
Hopeless, I think insecure? I'm insecure. 100%.
It's angry doesn't fit here. All the others do. All
no, right. This is absolutely insecure.
All right,
this
your power
what
does.
What the hell am I doing here?
As expected, but you are feeling very insecure. But there is now, and it wouldn't be so much that you're putting the energy in, because again, zero is lack of energy. You literally take the thermal energy like out of the fabric and freeze it to your face and the rest of the mask. All right, Perry, you've yes. been right next to all this as a space heater. Explosions have gone off. What are you doing?
Is the person that I'm heating up moving? Do they?
Oh, I mean, you can't see them too well because they're on the other side of conduit now.
Right.
But you've noticed movement because she like ripped off of her shirt at the conduit.
Okay, cool. In that case, I'm just going to turn back into a space heater. And just kind of like stand there really awkwardly. And I'm just going to like look at them and just what do you want me to do about this?
We need to get her to safety.
But this...
There's nothing we can do.
Okay.
At this point, we're going to cut to Clementine. You had rushed Penn out. You said you wanted to have words with Penn.
Good. Yeah. I read the book, y'all. Okay. Hey, I would like to try and support and comfort Penn. And I then saw I have influence, so I get a +1 on this.
Yep.
As I think I rush Penn out and just kind of like set them down on kind of the sidewalk where it's sun warmth. Penn, I don't know how to really bring this up because I don't fully understand how you see our relationship or if I'm stepping over any lines, but are you okay? As I'm picking shards of cop ice out of my suit.
To be fair, with how frozen it was, most of it's like dust.
Okay.
No. I keep Is there trying anything to help and I don't know how to stop fucking things up so badly.
I know you, I understand the shoes that you are not even filling. You're trying to kick off and what people, you know, think of this whole situation. And I don't know, again, I may be just making things up, but you're a great person, Penn. I've got to work very close with you for a good bit, and you're nothing like your mother, and I think you're in your head. I think a lot of what's happening is just the fear of messing up, you know? And you are much, much better, and I need you to know that, and that moving forward, having a little bit of a clearer head and knowing that you are as good as you are, I think, help. I don't know. I know it's been pretty rough since, you know, we all banded together and the spotlight has been turned towards you.
Clementine, roll +mundane.
Okay. If that's help. Okay. So that is 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 with the plus for having influence.
Amazing. So that means, Penn, you can either mark potential, which is your XP, mm-hmm. clear a condition, mm-hmm. or shift your labels.
Well, I have an extra, I get to add potential for failing that roll anyways, so I'm yes. going to heal a condition.
Okay.
With
this, Cosmo returns.
Take off insecure. So I'm still afraid, guilty, and hopeless, but not insecure. Thank you. I think Penn just like kind of nods, doesn't really respond, but just kind of like nods and gives you a closed mouth smile.
Yeah. And just get like one last little like squeeze on the arm after I kind of sit you down and stand up and look over to Cosmo.
Well, what did you find out? You scurried off pretty fast.
Fortunately, found nothing.
Can I check that?
Yeah, like, I didn't believe that. Check in this game or anything.
That would be Pierce the Mask.
What skill is that?
Mundane.
Where is
Showstopper? I'm going to do it because he was throwing shade at me earlier for having fun, and I don't approve of that.
Where is Showstopper? You've been wearing the magnetic heater.
So I thought she went inside, but then you said only Perry and Conduit.
I thought you just had the thing heating inside. I didn't think yourself had been, like, in the blast.
That's, because I'm trying to determine if I would be, if I would have saw Cosmo leave, or if I would have been closer with the blast, but I don't know. I'm just going to roll with these.
Yeah.
I evidently am outside. I will also try to pierce.
Yeah, I got a 9 for piercings and that old mask.
All right. So everybody who got below a 10, but 7 or better, you get to ask one question. Pierce mask questions, which is the what are you really planning, which is what you're intuiting.
I think Clementine slash Wiz is looking over this inky individual, and I want to know how I can gain influence.
This inky individual.
Yeah, this inky phasing.
Right. So before answers are done, that way in case multiple people know. So Clementine's going to want to know how to gain influence. Showstopper, I believe you got one question. What is your question? Yes.
What do
you... And Pen, I believe you got one question. What question?
I got an 8, so...
That is
I
one got... question.
Oh,
Yeah, 7, 8, and 9 is all.
Fabulous. Hold on. Are these questions we're asking to Cosmo?
Yes.
Great.
I mean, it's what you're going to intuit from sure. Cosmo, like unsaid stuff, but there are questions regarding Cosmo the Cosmo.
What was the one that just got asked? Sorry.
Well, Clementine wants to know how to gain influence, and Showstopper wants to know, I'm looking at provoke someone. That's why it's different. What you intend to.
Mm-hmm.
These are all things you guys are going to intuit, which mean we'll not know what other, unless you end up sharing at some
point. I think Penn is wondering what Cosmo's really planning.
Okay, so Cosmo, how can Clementine get in?
Is that a mechanical question, or is that like a
influence means that you then care deeply about what they're.
I just want to be friends.
And that is like something that's in the playbook itself, or is that like a personal choice?
It's about you. It's in the RP now. Influence is a mechanic, but how yes. you gain and lose it is based on art.
I see. Okay.
It's just like how I had with Pin, where I get some bonuses for doing stuff with them, but then also you can kind of influence people's decisions because you care.
The big thing is this won't give Clementine influence. This will just give Clementine insight on what to do to get influence from.
One way to gain influence with Cosmo is to remind him of his youth, of his actual youth, and like hit him with some like soft jazz or bebop, or like old like traditional Russian dishes.
I love how Cosmo. It's like, as I'm reading you, I just get a feeling you like soft jazz.
He's just a simple old man. He's
you know,
just
I mean, like jazz. This makes sense to Clementine. I mean, she is a Southern girl, and what do Southern women do? They know how to make good food and good music and good company. So that would be something. She'd be like, I'm going to make him some food and maybe figure out what kind of music he likes. I think we'll be friends.
So for Showstopper, what do you intend to?
And this is something that she can intuit from my like yes. body language or
from body language, from reading you, from how you've been acting.
I'm making deliberate eye contact with everyone. And I think that you can intuit that I intend to discuss some things with you, not here, not now.
And then Penumbra, yours was, what are you really planning? All right.
And this is not something that I answer. This is something that they'll
intuit. Yeah.
Okay. I am really planning on getting the fuck out of here. I'm nervous.
Yeah. As you guys see, like Cosmo's like, it's gone, and everybody just like sees the beads of sweat coming down Cosmo's face. Like the Russians are gonna kill me. The Russians are gonna kill me.
Do we want to go back to HQ?
Well, this is where we are fading out for this. However, just as with every week, we are going to have a stinger as we cut to later in a dark room with a computer. Someone is plugging their phone into the computer and it's like, upload done. And going on to like whatever Archer's social media platform is. And it's, have the heroes gone rogue? And it uploads video footage of multiples of you in the police station as Penumbra explodes a bunch of cops. Obviously shot from like across the street out of situation.